AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In a social media post, FBI Director Kash Patel says multiple people have been arrested in Michigan, accused of plotting a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. Patel didn't release further information about the arrest. Dearborn police say in a social media post, the department has been made aware the FBI conducted operations in the city and assured people there is no threat to the community. A new Senate report uncovers alleged human rights abuses in immigration detention centers. The AP's Donna Warder has the story.
Investigation says there are credible reports of medical neglect and poor conditions at immigration detention centers nationwide. The report, released by Senator John Ossoff, a Democrat from Georgia, says detainees have been denied insulin, medical attention, and forced to compete for clean water. The report builds on an August review that detailed the mistreatment of children and pregnant women, with both reports totaling some 580 cases. In Illinois, advocates are suing federal authorities over what they call inhumane conditions at a Chicago-area federal immigration facility. I'm Donna Warder.
The UN human rights chief says U.S. military strikes against boats in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific, allegedly carrying illegal drugs from South America, are unacceptable. Spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says the U.S. must stop this
and take all measures necessary to prevent the extrajudicial killing of people aboard these boats, whatever the criminal conduct alleged against them.
President Trump justified the attacks on the boats as a necessary escalation to stem the flow of drugs into the U.S. On social media, the president is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster. It's so Republicans in the majority can bypass Democrats and reopen the shutdown federal government. The Red Cross and Gaza hospital officials say Israel has handed over the bodies of 30 Palestinians. This is AP News. This is Markets in a Minute. Amazon is sending stocks higher to open the day on Wall Street. The retail giant reported profits for the latest quarter that blew past analyst expectations. Amazon stock rose more than 11%. The strong start erased some of the market's slump from the day before and pulling closer to its all-time high set on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose slightly at the opening. The S&P 500 was up about 0.5%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up almost 1%. Amazon's jump adds more weight on the S&P 500 than almost any other company's. And without Amazon, the index at the heart of many 401k accounts would have been close to flat. YouTube TV viewers can no longer see Disney channels, including ABC and ESPN, after the two sides failed to agree on a new content distribution deal. It also means no Disney Channel, FX, and Nat Geo. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.